He's got a tight end who's going to catch the ball when you throw it to him. You know, he managed to get open and you know, I mean, you see it, you can watch the film, and you know, he was there to make plays when he needed to. Blue collar guy who came, and you know, he had been around for a long time before I got here, but he still came to work hard every time, and he was really competitive. That's one thing I remember. He hated to lose.
Heck of a tight end. You talk about versatile guys at a position who really set the tone for different sizes and different abilities at the tight end position to come along. He's definitely one of them. A guy who could run reverses or split out and catch the slant. He's one of the first tight ends I saw do that.
A great guy for this team for a lot of years. He was an instrumental guy that helped us win a lot of games, and a great locker room guy, just a great guy altogether. You know, it's great to see him come back and retire as a Colt. I know he played a couple years, these last couple years, but in my eyes, he'll always be a Colt.
Well, Dallas Clark was the epitome of a good human, both on the field and off the field. He was a super competitive guy, but off the field, he was so gracious. He took me under his wing whenever I got here and kind of teach me the ways of life and everything and family. I couldn't be more thankful for what Dallas Clark has done for me in my career, and I think Indianapolis Colts fans feel the same way. If they're anything like me, we're all super excited to see him back in the horseshoe.